Welcome to another edition of Poets Corner. I'm Nina, one of many volunteer readers here at Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we'll be reading from a treasury of poems for today's child. So I hope you'll join right with me and find that child that lives in all of us and that absolutely loves poetry. For this reading, we have a collection of children's poetry, and this is for the child in all of us. Today I'll be reading from the Random House Book of Poetry for Children, a treasury of 572 poems for today's child. First, a little bit more about this collection of poetry. It's described as the most accessible and joyous introduction to the world of poetry. It offers both funny and illuminating poems for kids, personally selected by the nation's first children's poet laureate, Jack Prelutsky. Jack Prelutsky is a renowned poet of many, many different types of poems, but especially children's poems. Featuring a beloved wealth of classic poems from the past and modern glittering poems, every child who opens this treasury, and you and me as we read and listen, will find a world of surprises and delights which will instill a lifelong love of poetry. The chapter headings give us a bit of a preview. Nature is, and then we have the four seasons, dogs and cats and bears and bats, the ways of living things, I'm hungry, some people I know, nonsense, nonsense. To start us off, we have the section Nature Is. Nature is the endless sky, the sun of golden light, a cloud that floats serenely by, the silver moon of night. Nature is a sandy dune, a tall and stately tree, the waters of a clear lagoon, the billows on the sea. Nature is a gentle rain and winds that howl and blow, a thunderstorm, a hurricane, a silent field of snow. Nature is a tranquil breeze and pebbles on the shore. Nature's each and all of these and infinitely more. The next poem is titled Auguries of Innocence. And actually, I had to look up the word auguries because I didn't know what it meant. Thought it would be good if we knew what it meant. It means a sign of what will happen in the future or an omen. We think of omen as something possibly scary, but the word itself is neutral, so we'll see. Auguries of Innocence by William Blake. To see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wildflower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour. Next, I'm glad the sky is painted blue. I'm glad the sky is painted blue, and the earth is painted green, with such a lot of nice fresh air all sandwiched in between. And that comes to us from Anonymous. Anonymous wrote a lot of poems. Do you find that? The universe. There is the moon, there is the sun, round which we circle every year. And there are all the stars we see on starry nights when skies are clear. And all the countless stars that lie beyond the reach of human eye. If every bud on every tree, all birds and fireflies and bees and all the flowers that bloom and die upon the earth were counted up, the number of stars would be greater, they say, than all of these. Mary Britton Miller wrote that one. From A.M. Sullivan, we have a poem titled Measurement. Stars and atoms have no size. They only vary in men's eyes. Men and instruments will blunder, calculating things of wonder. A seed is just as huge a world as any ball the sun has hurled. Stars are quite as picayune as any splinter of the moon. Time is but a vague device. Space can never be precise. Stars and atoms have a girth, small as zero, 10 times Earth. There is, by God's swift reckoning, a universe in everything. Again, that was from A.M. Sullivan. There are a lot of poets in this anthology that we've never heard of, so it might be fun to look them up on Google sometime. On the Bridge. If I could see a little fish, that is what I just now wish. I want to see his great round eyes, always open in surprise. I wish a water rat would glide slowly to the other side, or a dancing spider sit on the yellow flags a bit. I think I'll get some stones to throw and watch the pretty circles show. Or shall we sail a flower boat and watch it slowly, slowly float? That's nice, because you never know how far away it means to go. And when tomorrow comes, you see, it may be in the great wide sea. Kate Greenaway wrote that. The next poem is titled Flint. An emerald is as green as grass, a ruby red as blood. A sapphire shines as blue as heaven, a flint lies in the mud. A diamond is a brilliant stone to catch the world's desire. An opal holds a fiery spark, but a flint holds the fire. That's from Christina Rossetti. I like that poem because my birthday's in May and emerald is my birthstone. So maybe you can think about what your birthstone is. Continuing with poems about nature, our next poem comes from Margaret Wise Brown, and it's titled The Secret Song. Who saw the petals drop from the rose? I, said the spider, but nobody knows. Who saw the sunset flash on a bird? I, said the fish, but nobody heard. Who saw the frog come over the sea? I, said the pigeon, only me. Who saw the first green light of the sun? I, said the owl, the only one. Who saw the moss creep over the stone? I, said the gray fox, all alone. The Wolf Cry by Lou Sarrett. The Arctic moon hangs overhead. The wide white silence lies below. A starveling pine stands lone and gaunt, black penciled on the snow. Weird as the moon of sobbing winds, a long, long call floats up from the trail, and the naked soul of the frozen north trembles in that wail. That sounds like kind of a mysterious poem, doesn't it? Trembles in that wail. Last Rites, Christina Rossetti again. Dead in the cold, a song-singing thrush, dead at the foot of a snowberry bush. Weave him a coffin of rush, dig him a grave where the soft mosses grow, raise him a tombstone of snow. The next poem is titled simply Trees. Sarah Coleridge is actually the third child and only daughter of the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge that we might have studied in high school. Trees by Sarah Coleridge. The oak is called the king of trees. The aspen quivers in the breeze. The poplar grows up straight and tall. The peach tree spreads along the wall. The sycamore gives pleasant shade. The willow droops in watery glade. The fir tree useful timber gives. The beech amid the forest lives. And now a poem that's appropriate to spring, The Crocus, Walter Crane. The golden crocus reaches up to catch a sunbeam in her cup. That's it. A two-line poem, short and sweet, so I'll read it again. The Crocus. The golden crocus reaches up to catch a sunbeam in her cup. Continuing on with more trees, Birch Trees by John Richard Moreland. The night is white, the moon is high, the birch trees lean against the sky. The cruel winds have blown away each little leaf of silver gray. Only lonely trees as white as wool that moonlight makes so beautiful. The Ferns is the title of the next poem by Jean Barrow. High, high in the branches, the sea winds plunge and roar. A storm is moving westward, but here on the forest floor, the ferns have captured stillness. A green sea growth they are. The ferns lie under water in the light of the forest's green. Their motion is like stillness, as if the water shifts between and a great storm quivers through the fathoms of green. Dandelion by Hilda Conkling. O little soldier with the golden helmet, what are you guarding on my lawn? You with your green gun and your yellow beard, why do you stand so stiff? There is only the grass to fight. That's a charming little whimsical poem, isn't it? I enjoyed that. I hope you did too. I'm Nina, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, and I'm very glad you're with me today to enjoy some children's poetry that is all about nature. And if you miss any of this program or you would like to listen again, you know you can listen on demand. You can go to sunsounds.org and choose broadcast information, and next choose audio on demand, and you can listen to every single one of these poems again if you would like to. The next several poems have the topic of wind. And boy, in Tucson and Arizona generally, don't we know about winds sometimes? Wind wolves. Do you hear the cry as the pack goes by? The wind wolves hunting across the sky. Hear them tongue it, keen and clear, hot on the flanks of the flying deer. Across the forest, mere and plain, their hunting howl goes up again. All night they'll follow the ghostly trail, all night we'll hear their phantom wail. For tonight the wind wolf pack holds sway from Pegasus Square to the Milky Way, and the frightened bands of cloud deer flee in scattered groups of two and three. That was by William D. Sargent. That poem creates a vivid feeling, doesn't it, of the wind rushing around and the image of wolves chasing things across the sky. Next, from Barbara Kuntz Lutz, Mountain Wind. Wind rush down the timber shoots between the mountain's knees, a hiss of distant breathing, a shouting in the trees, a recklessness of branches, a wilderness of sway, when suddenly a silence takes your breath away. Next, from James Reeves, The Wind. I can get through a doorway without any key and strip the leaves from the great oak tree. I can drive storm clouds and shake tall towers, or steal through a garden and not wake the flowers. Seas I can move and ships I can sink. I can carry a housetop or the scent of pink. When I am angry, I can rave and riot. And when I am spent, I lie quiet as quiet. Our next poem was written by Robert Louis Stevenson, who is a very famous poet. Windy Nights. Whenever the moon and stars are set, whenever the wind is high, all night long in the dark and wet, a man goes riding by. Late in the night when the fires are out, why does he gallop and gallop about? Whenever the trees are crying out loud and ships are tossed at sea, by on the highway low and loud, by at the gallop goes he. By at the gallop he goes, and then by he comes back at the gallop again. Who Has Seen the Wind by Christina Rossetti. Who has seen the wind? Neither I nor you. But when the leaves hang trembling, the wind is passing through. Who has seen the wind? Neither you nor I. But when the leaves bow down their heads, the wind is passing by. Now this anthology of children's poetry switches to water. And we all love water, don't we? We live in the desert, so Poems about water, I think we're going to really enjoy. Mountain Brook by Elizabeth Coatsworth. Because of the steepness, the streamlet runs white, narrow and broken as lightning by light. Because of the rocks, it leaps this way and that, fresh as a flower, quick as a cat. River winding. Rain falling, what things do you grow? Snow melting, where do you go? Wind blowing, what trees do you know? River winding, where do you flow? By Charlotte Zolotow. Mud. Oh, here we go with something that all children love to play in. Mud. Mud is very nice to feel, all squishy squash between the toes. I'd rather wade in wiggly mud than smell a yellow rose. Nothing else but rosebush knows how nice mud feels between the toes. Polly Chase Boyden wrote that one. The Muddy Puddle by Dennis Lee. I am sitting in the middle of a rather muddy puddle, with my bottom full of bubbles and my rubbers full of mud, while my jacket and my sweater go on slowly getting wetter as I very slowly settle to the bottom of the mud. And I find that what a person with a puddle round his middle thinks of mostly in the muddle is the muddiness of mud. I think I want to read that last stanza again because it's just so much fun. And I find that what a person with a puddle round his middle thinks of mostly in the muddle is the muddiness of mud. The muddiness of mud. That's really kind of fun to say, isn't it? From Amy Lowell comes a poem titled Seashell. Seashell, seashell, sing me a song, oh please, a song of ships and sailor men and parrots and tropical trees, of islands lost in the Spanish main which no man ever may find again, of fishes and corals under the waves and seahorses stabled in great green caves. Seashell, seashell, sing of the things you know so well. Continuing on, we have another poem by Anonymous, The Sea. Behold the wonders of the mighty deep, where crabs and lobsters learn to creep, and little fishes learn to swim, and clumsy sailors tumble in. That brings a smile, doesn't it? From Lillian Moore, we have a poem entitled Until I Saw the Sea. Until I saw the sea, I did not know that wind could wrinkle water so. I never knew that sun could splinter the whole sea of blue. Nor did I know before a sea breathes in and out upon the shore. The Rain Has Silver Sandals by Mary Justice. The rain has silver sandals for dancing in the spring, and shoes with golden tassels for summer's frolicking. Her winter boots have hobnails of ice from heel to toe, which now and then she changes for moccasins of snow. The next section of poems is all about snow. And on the scorching days we sometimes have here in Arizona, isn't it fun to be listening about poems about snow? First, from A.A. Milne, The More It Snows. The more it snows, tiddledy-pom, the more it goes, tiddledy-pom, the more it goes, tiddledy-pom, on snowing. And nobody knows, tiddledy-pom, how cold my toes, tiddledy-pom, how cold my toes, tiddledy-pom, are growing. That's a really fun lyrical one to just listen to the silliness of the rhymes. Speaking of which, the next poem is by Elizabeth Coatsworth, and it's about rhyme. I like to see a thunderstorm, a dunderstorm, a blunderstorm. I like to see it black and slow come stumbling down the hills. I like to hear a thunderstorm, a plunderstorm, a wonderstorm roar loudly at our little house and shake the window sills. More poems about snow. This one by N.M. Bodecker. When All the World is Full of Snow is the title. I never know just where to go when all the world is full of snow. I do not want to make a track, not even to the shed and back. I only want to watch and wait while snow moths settle on the gate and swarming frost flakes fill the trees with billions of albino bees. I only want myself to be as silent as a winter tree, to hear the swirling stillness grow when all the world is full of snow. First Snow by Marie Louise Allen. Snow makes whiteness where it falls. The bushes look like popcorn balls. And places where I always play look like somewhere else today. And finally, a famous one by Robert Frost, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not mind me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near between the woods and frozen lake the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. And next, some poems about what happens when snow melts, that is rain. Rain Clouds by Elizabeth Ellen Long. Along a road not built by man, there winds a silent caravan of camel clouds whose humped gray backs are weighted down with heavy packs of long-awaited precious rain to make the old earth young again and dress her shabby fields and hills in green grass silk with wildflower frills. To Walk in Warm Rain by David McCord. To walk in warm rain and get wetter and wetter, to do it again, to walk in warm rain till you drip like a drain, to walk in warm rain and get wetter and wetter. The next section of poems about nature are about the night. James Stevens writes a poem called Check. The night was creeping on the ground. She crept and did not make a sound until she reached the tree, and then she covered it and stole again along the grass beside the wall. I heard the rustling of her shawl as she threw blackness everywhere along the sky, the ground, the air, and in the room where I was hid. But no matter what she did to everything that was without, she could not put my candle out. So I stared at the night. And she stared back solemnly at me. Walter de la Mare wrote a poem entitled The Snowflake. Before I melt, come look at me, the lovely icy filigree. Of a forest in one night I make a wilderness of white, by skyey cold of crystals made, all softly on your finger laid. I pause that you my beauty see, breathe, and I vanish instantly. The Moon's the North Wind's Cookie by Vachel Lindsay. The Moon's the North Wind's Cookie. Takes a while for that to sink in, doesn't it? The Moon's the North Wind's Cookie. He bites it day by day until there's but a rim of scraps that crumble all away. The south wind is a baker. He kneads clouds in his den and bakes a crisp new moon that greedy north wind eats again. Beatrice Schenck de Reniers. Night comes. Night comes leaking out of the sky. Stars come peeking. Moon comes sneaking silvery sly. Who is shaking, shivery quaking? Who is afraid of the night? Not I. This poem is meant to be sung, so I sure hope you'll sing along with me because I am not a professional singer. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. As your bright and tiny spark lights the traveler in the dark, though I know not what you are, twinkle, twinkle, little star. The title of that poem was, wait for it, The Star. And I do hope you sang along so that we could sing together and you didn't leave me just singing along by myself. But if you did, that's okay. I hope you enjoyed. As we close out this reading of Poet's Corner, let's learn a little bit more about the author and poet who compiled this Random House book of poetry for children. Jack Prelutsky says, I have always enjoyed playing with words, but I had no idea I would be a writer. There was a time when I couldn't stand poetry. When I was a young man, I discovered poetry again and it changed my life. I hope you enjoyed this reading of Poet's Corner.
I'm Nina, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona.
Please feel free to join us again.
I'm Nina, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona. And remember, if you want to listen live, you can go to sunsounds.org or have your device stream the live broadcast, and you can also listen on demand.